State lawmakers are looking to hold a hearing as early as next Wednesday to try to get to the bottom of what happened at the state's drug lab in Jamaica Plain, where a chemist is said to have tainted tens of thousands of drug samples, possibly affecting 34,000 criminal cases. The scandal led to the resignation of the state's public health commissioner, John Auerbach, yesterday. And joining us now is State Representative Hank Naughton of Clinton, chairman of the Joint Committee on Public Safety and Homeland Security, which will hold the hearing next week. Representative Naughton, good morning and thanks very much for joining us.
Bob, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let me start by asking, what's your concern in this case?
We hold our police officers, our state and municipal police officers, to a very high standard. When they go out and execute warrants or make arrests, they put their own lives and safety, their health and safety on the line. It's the testing of the contraband. That's supposed to be the easy part. The science is supposed to be what we can depend on. The amount of drugs, the type of drugs, the actual fact that these are drugs that were seized. Now that it's been shown that in upwards of 34,000 cases we're being told that, and now we're also being told that there was a deliberate effort to interfere with that testing process, it calls an entire system into question. We feel it incumbent upon us as one of the overseeing bodies in the Public Safety and Homeland Security Committee to take a look at this.
What do you hope to get out of the now-resigned Public Health Commissioner Auerbach that you haven't heard already in the media and from earlier reports on this?
This is such a developing issue that we need to know what went on in that department from the top down and from the bottom up. Who knew what and when did they know it? And we're not just looking to lay blame here, though people do need to be held accountable. Accountability is very important here, and I think the commissioner showed that when he stepped up and offered his resignation, leading from the top. But we need to know, how do we fix this? What do we do? We have potential 34,000 cases here of criminals that could be put back out on the street. The public safety impact here has yet to be seen. We want to talk to people, everybody involved, from the chemists in the lab all the way up through the managers to the executives of the department, to find out what happened here.
In addition to the possibility, as you say, of criminals perhaps being released because of this scandal, are you worried about liability to the state? I'm talking about dollars and cents here. If wronged inmates should start suing the state, considering there are potentially 34,000 criminal cases involved, this could run into the tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars in lawsuits.
You know, Bob, I was talking to someone about this yesterday, and when we were talking in the State House, when we were talking about having some oversight hearings, and they said, yeah, we should get moving on this. This thing could be going on for another 6 or 8 weeks. And I laughed at them, and I said, are you kidding me? This thing can be going on for another 6 or 8 years. The potential exposure is dramatic. We haven't even started to consider the monetary exposure because, my concern is the public safety, the people in the streets that we need to protect from these criminals that now, because of technicalities, may be released. And that's also to take into account the fact that there may be some people behind bars who don't deserve to be behind bars because of this tampered with evidence.
We've had a series of resignations so far. Do you think that we'll see criminal charges against these people or against some of these people as a result of this scandal?
I think it's a little too early to say that, and that's also... That doesn't come within our purview. That would be more the Attorney General and the U.S. Attorney's Office to look at that. Does negligence arise to the level of criminal misconduct? I think that's for the prosecutors to decide.
State Representative Hank Naughton, Chair of the Joint Committee on Public Safety and Homeland Security, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
Bob, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.